Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Coming up on NBA Today, man, it is Anthony Edwards' world, and we are all just living in it. But do the Timberwolves have claim to the best team in the playoffs so far? Plus, Luka Doncic is getting rave reviews for his defense. Was it a one-game fluke or the real deal? And Big Perk, he has a big list, and you do not want to be on this
one. It's only appropriate.
He's calling out players that need to step up the most in the playoffs. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express. She is Shanae Agumake. He's Kendrick Perkins. We're the Mob Mafia over here. Zach Lowe, Malika Andrews.
What are we, the Blue Babies? Or?
I mean, it's a Texas thing, right?
It is,
it's
always.
Just, it's just a Texas thing on this side, and we're holding it down. Got the memo over here. You know who else was holding it down? The Minnesota Timberwolves. Oh, yeah. Let's take you to Minnesota last night. Where it really was.
I like that one.
The Valley of the Stun. Because remember, teams up 2-0 in a best of seven series, they win 92% of the time. And this was on the Timberwolves' mind as they entered this one.
Look, having a complete roster is a game changer. Cat being aggressive, but more so, they just really share the load. Watch this. I mean, he said he wants to be the best shooting big man, and he is back to that form.
Karl-Anthony Towns, huge three there. And then Minnesota up one at this point. Bradley Beal trying to operate. That's why they've been one of the best defenses in the league.
Look, everyone is committed, Perk.
Absolutely. They get scrappy. They get into you. And then right here, this matchup. I say you my GOAT, but let me get in my bag. Yeah.
Anthony Edwards, plus 18-point differential in the third quarter there. Going ahead to the fourth, they continue to chat. Here's Anthony Edwards.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Who needs KD when you got JD? Well, okay, not quite that far.
Look, I voted Jaden McDaniels for all defensive, I believe, second team for this reason. When they need a stopper on the perimeter, he is that guy. They've got Rudy on the inside. They're just so balanced.
He's becoming the ultimate 3-and-D guy as well. That corner three, he's been knocking down consistently.
The Timberwolves roll. Let's take a listen to the Suns after the game.
I mean, don't count us out. You know, it's a series for a reason. You know, I don't think any road team's won so far. You know, I know that doesn't have anything to do with us, but, you know, it's just a situation that it is.
They can't give up on us right now. We need them more than anything. I know it's been disappointing last couple games, even the season, been too, you know, for our fans. But we need you more than ever now, coming back home for game three.
So it's concerning that the regular season issues have been carried over to the postseason, right? The Suns were the worst fourth quarter team in the regular season. Those struggles, they've extended to the second half of the playoffs, right? Phoenix is being outscored by 28 points in the second half of games in this series, which has led to this 0-2 hole. The Suns have never won a seven-game series down 0-2. They've lost each of the previous 14 times, but KD says, all right, don't give up on us now. So, Perk, where do the Suns go from here?
To the offseason, exit meetings. That's where they go from here, because this is a wrap. And look, let me explain this. When you look at the Phoenix Suns, they look defeated. The Minnesota Timberwolves have snatched their souls, and they're telling them about it, okay? When you think about Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards told you before this series, you're on social media, you heard it. He said, I'm coming into this series, I want that title of being the best two guard in the league. Devin Booker, we know, one of the most efficient, prolific scorers in the game today. But when you look at him struggling, those tough contested shots, yes, he's going to make some, but he has to find a way to make easier buckets. This is not on Frank Vogel, okay? This is not on Frank Vogel. We're talking about a group of veteran guys, especially when you're talking about Bill, KD, and Devin Booker, who has been around the block, has playoff experience. They have to meet the match. Right now, we're looking at, you know, teacup poodles walking in the cage with a bunch of Rottweilers.
No, are they Frenchies? What
is it? Teacup poodle.
Teacup poodle?
Yeah, teacup poodle.
Do you own a
teacup? I do got a teacup poodle.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't it Vanities? I love
yeah, that's
Queen
her.
Vanities.
Yeah.
That's her dog. Okay. You're right, Perk, because in the same month of April, Devin Booker has had 52 points at one point. And you need those types of outbursts to be able to go up against one of the best defenses, the best defense in the NBA. But overall, based off of the lack of consistency from the other stars of the Suns, KD is being asked right now to do a lot. He's already, I noticed after All-Star break, he sort of got this memo. He started upping his field goals, but in this series so far, all 15 yesterday of his field goals were contested. Mm. So not only is he trying to get his teammates going, but they're bringing every defender to him. And when we look at the series, the two games overall, his 29 field goals, he's only had three that are open. And so they are guarding him. And I think you saw it in the game yesterday. Like, yeah. It was just some uncharacteristic turnovers. It's like he's trying to force some offense. He's trying to score himself. He's trying to find his teammates. That's based off of the circumstances because Devin Booker isn't having those hallmark playoff games that we have seen in the past. Yeah. Bradley Beal, it's been tough, you know, seeing how we know what he's capable of offensively, just not getting it all at the same time.
20 turnovers leading to 31 Minnesota Timberwolves points. That's not a recipe for success, but you saw one specific thing that is concerning you, Zach.
Well, look, I mean, the overarching story of the series is this is the best defensive team in the league. Minnesota, they're huge, they're giant, and Phoenix has absolutely nothing going offensively. Their offensive rating through two games is 99 points per 100 possessions. Look at these possessions. Half the time they're on it, and then half the time the Suns look like they just met each other yesterday. That's Kevin Durant. I could do that. I'll just stand there. What is the plan on this possession? What's going on? Anyone have any ideas? It's the fourth quarter of a playoff game. But up, but up, but
okay. Like pouting to me.
Okay, your turn, Brad. And like, that's Mike Conley. That's not a bad matchup. But like, that's what you get. Kevin Durant does nothing for an entire possession. Here's another one. Also late in the game. Kevin Durant. There he is. Little Devin Booker pick and roll. They switch over there.
Right.
They're just going at. That's Nikhil Alexander Walker, Jaden McDaniels, and Anthony Edwards. This is what you're doing. Like, what is this?
Well, Zach, they're playing on their heels the entire time.
I understand pressure. That, but this is what and too many possessions are ending up with their centers flailing at the rim. Their offense so far in this series was 7 points per 100 possessions worse than the worst offense in the regular season. Some of those possessions, they just look like they met each other yesterday. The big three yesterday, 48 points
yep.
on 18 of 45 shooting. You can't win against this defense taking 22 threes and 19 free throws. This defense demands your full attention, and the Suns are playing with half attention.
Right, off. And as you can see, the Suns' big three really struggling in this game, too. I do want to pivot, though. It's been enough time on the losing side. Let's pivot to the winning side of all of this, because as I was watching Anthony Edwards and company last night, it struck me, Perk, have they been the most impressive team in this postseason so far?
Duh. Hell yeah. For sure.
For sure.
For sure. Look, I mean, think about it. The rest of the league is watching this series, and they're saying, damn, we do not want to face those guys. Because, look, no matter how much at times they may struggle offensively,
yep.
you know the one thing that's going to always carry game to game is effort and heart. And that's exactly what they have. When you're watching Rudy is guarding Kevin Durant at times, and he's doing an excellent job at it. Karl Anthony Towns is guarding Kevin Durant at times, and he's doing an excellent job at it. Anthony Edwards said that we're not worried about KD. We have Jaden McDaniels. And he went out there and actually backed Anthony Edwards up. So, look, I understand, you know, they won two games at home, but guess what? That travels on the road. And when I'm watching this young ball club again, the tenacity, the them standing on business, being about that life, that's going to travel.
They look like a team that's just ready for it. Just ready for it and confident, and their defense is incredible. And
ready
look,
for what, Zach?
All the smoke, all the
that's
team.
All I want.
Ready for a potential showdown with Denver in the next round that we've been talking about for a whole year. That's what they're ready for. I just love the way they're playing, though. Anthony Edwards is making the simple play, getting everyone else involved. And that everyone includes Jaden McDaniels, my holy bleep moment of last night. What got into this dude? If this dude scores 25 points, they are not ever going to lose a game. Look at this is Kevin Durant. He's like, I don't care who this is. You're asking me to create a shot? How about I make that shot? All right, that might be a little fluky, but the rest of it is just awesome. And like, look at this is a couple minutes later. into KD's chest. Get out of the way. That's your supporting player who's being empowered by your star player. When the supporting guys play like this, they're really hard to beat. And we cannot talk about this game without shouting out the old head, the veteran growing up in the locker room, Mike Conley
yes.
Jr., 18 points, and in the second quarter when Cat was in foul trouble and out of the game and Ant was resting, Mike Conley picked them up, poured in a lot of buckets. Salute Mike Conley. They are trying to win this for him, and it's fun to watch.
I love it because what you all mentioned is that the Minnesota Timberwolves have every ingredient to not only go up against Denver, but also build for the foreseeable future. And the reason why we are talking about Jaden McDaniels, besides being a defensive, you know, stalwart, this was the only time this season, the second time this season, that he led the team in scoring. What wins playoff series is not necessarily just your best player playing well. It's getting those hallmark performances from others. But, Perk, you started off the segment. The question was, have the Timberwolves been the most impressive team? At first, my inclination, sir, as captain of the Knicks, I was like, you said effort, you said heart. Heart was your word of the day yesterday. You said tenacity. What the Knicks they're doing right now is inspiring, but what makes us believe in this Timberwolves team is that we feel like they not only have the tools to maybe make this thing a series versus the Nuggets, but if they get past, we could find them winning at all.
Can we pause? We're already looking past a team that has Devin Booker and Kevin freaking Durant because we believe in the Timberwolves.
And hasn't played a home game yet.
So what? Out with the old and with the new.
No, but we got to take a moment to pause, though, Perk, to time out, because if we're looking at the Suns, you said this is the best defense in the NBA that we're seeing in the Timberwolves. More importantly, they're going up against a team at the start of the season that was constructed to be the best offense. To me, that has huge.
But their offense in the regular season is different than one that can be a heavy isolation offense that can be game planned for.
That's what I'm saying. The dynamite, it looks like it's percolating in Phoenix.
I'm ready to bury the Suns right now.
You're going to put them 6 feet sunder?
Yeah. Listen,
Perk's digging.
Yo.
Anthony Edwards was 3 for 12 from the field with 15 points. He was the best player on the floor last night. Go back and watch the tape. Zach talked about his facilitating, making others better. But go look at the chase down blocks. Go look at the rebounds in traffic. Go look at all the other things he did to control the game. He was the best player on the floor.
And, Perk, it's not just potentially beating the Suns, but that has implications on what that franchise looks like for the foreseeable future, which is not just the normal thing.
After that. I'm done now. Still to come on NBA Today,
Pacers,
they punch back in game 2. What Milwaukee needs to do to hang on for a possible Giannis return. Plus, the Clippers, their big 3, finally whole again. What percentage of a full-strength Kawhi will it take to claw past Dallas? And the league admitted to some major missed calls in Madison Square Garden.
Whoops. Do the Caesars have a legit gripe
over that insane game 2 ending? That's coming up next on NBA Today. I want a whoops button.
Whoops. Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
Big first halves from Damian Lillard. It's becoming a little bit of a theme, but the Bucks, they couldn't keep pace with Indiana in game two. Damian Lillard, remember, still no Giannis Antetokounmpo in this one. So let's pick it up in the first quarter here, Zach. Damian Lillard in the corner from three. This is what he does.
It's a crazy leaning, almost out of bounds corner 3-point shoot, corner three. Like, don't sleep on how tough these shots are that he's making.
Sorry, I was momentarily distracted by that jacket from Giannis. Dame became the first player since Penny Hardaway in 97 versus Miami with 25 points in the first half of back-to-back playoff games. 26 in the first from Dame, and he would finish the game with 34. But then the Pacers, they really started to turn it up here, Shanae.
Look, I thought that the Bucks, if they carried over their defense, they'd have a real shot without Giannis, but then they did not, and then you gave the second-best offense in the NBA a field day.
Siakam, not only was he scoring, he was also finding players, scoring there, but really doing a little bit of everything. Making him a playmaker was a big difference in this one as well.
Yeah, and I think he finished with zero turnovers, the first time a Pacers player ever had that type of numbers, 35 and zero. What a good transition from Toronto to Indy for this guy.
Fourth quarter here, the Pacers up 10. Pascal Siakam hits the jumper. Pacers up 12 at this point.
Does he like it?
What was that?
Spicy!
Siakam had 37 points, 11 rebounds.
Spicy P!
Six assists.
Championship experience.
Let's take a listen to what was spicy.
I'm blessed, man. Blessed to be here. Didn't go to the playoff last year, so that was my goal coming in this year. I'm blessed to be able to be in this, an organization like the Pacers. You know, they're giving me everything. The love is amazing. So I feel good, man. We're in the playoffs. I'm back where I belong. So I just want to continue to compete.
Y'all going or just perk?
It's time now for Big Man Ballin', brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. And this segment, it isn't just for literal big men. It's also for big time performances perk. And yeah, that's exactly what
and
Pascal
had. And
it got
spicy last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. It got real spicy. Playoff P, the version of Playoff P. And I'm not talking about Paul George. I'm talking about Paul Pierce, because this is who this man reminded me of last night. Paul Pierce, look at him, getting to his spot. One, two, three, four defenders around him. Nice little touch in the paint over the top. And then here we go again. This is the Paul Pierce version of it. Look at Pascal Siakam. Watch the little nudge to get the separation on the step back, and watch the pull-up jump shot from the free throw line area. Ice. And then here we go again. Paul Pierce used to do this well. The duck in. He don't see nobody. He's 6'9". Rise up over the top. Right now, look, the man is giving these people the work. Cook deer meat. 35 points, 10 rebounds in consecutive games to begin the postseason. Do you see these names? Baylor, Wilt Chamberlain, and Pascal Siakam. We have to remember, this man is a champion. He did perform at an elite level on the biggest stage when Toronto won the championship against Golden State.
When he's performing like this, he certainly is Spicy P. ESPN Bet, yeah, the official sports book of ESPN. New users get $100 in bonus bets.
He's spicy, too.
For making any sports book bet. You can check out Perk's Big Man Parlay exclusively in the ESPN Bet app if you want to ride with Perk or the any other big men. Download today. And as good as you look there, Perk, Tyrese Halliburton is feeling like a home playoff game. It's about to look even better.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be unbelievable. No doubt about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in these last two games.
Just a little bit of shade there.
Let's go. Let's get the rivalry going.
A little
again.
Bit of shade from Tyrese with the Pacers. Officially, they have home court advantage in this one. Am I being premature, Zach, by asking how much is at stake for Milwaukee if somehow they cannot pull out a win in this series?
Yes. Okay. It's 1-1. Okay. Let's pump the brakes on all the big picture Buck stuff. They're warm up, but I'll tell you this. First of all, that was a nice comment by Tyrese Halliburton. He's trying to stoke this rivalry.
I know.
Again,
I was surprised.
Kind of quiet it down. Let's get the game ball going. Let's knock over some ladders. Let's go crazy. Look, I'm a little alarmed by how small the Bucks look without Giannis. Mm. And this Indiana offense is legit. And when they get out and running, they are really hard to stop. And the Bucks are playing Chris Middleton at the four a lot. Jay Crowder is only playing 15 minutes a game. Indiana's going right at Bobby Portis when he plays center, putting him in pick and roll after pick and roll. They just look small, and I don't know. I mean, this was not a good defensive team in the regular season. Without Giannis, I'm a little worried that they're going to have to win this series on offense in a track meet, and I don't know if they're built to do that. So we'll see if and when he comes back. That changes everything. But I was worried how small and vulnerable they looked on defense last night.
Yeah, I was worried too, based off of the fact that after we got a little bit of the good defensive energy from game one, that sort of just went out the window in game two. The one thing that the Bucks, they were supposed to be designed to be able to play both ways. You could play small, you could play big. But now without Giannis, you're forced to deal with a team that's smaller, but you don't have the tools to really at least be long and defensive on them or just sort of match up, like you said, in that trap meet. Because at the end of the day, the Pacers are younger and they're quicker and their offense is a little bit more in tune because they spread the ball a little differently. Dame taking over is great. I think he'll have to do that consistently over the course of full games. But the problem is that, I mean, we've seen in the NBA, not one star can win you games. And they do get some supporting cast, but it felt like the Pacers all had everyone connected in a way that the Bucks did.
I'm looking at Chris Middleton, right? Dame has been phenomenal. Chris Middleton has to rise to the occasion. And we're not asking him to go out there and score, you know, 40, but at least give 25 on efficient shooting. And part of that is on Doc Rivers. When I think about Doc Rivers, he has to make sure that he put money-making Middleton in position to be successful. We know that he has an excellent mid-range game. We know that he's a big guard that loves to post up. You got to find ways to get him going. I was watching Dame on that island last night, and I'm like, is somebody going to help him? Another note, when you know a young Pacer team like to get out and run, you got to junk up the game. A couple elbows to the chest, you know, the physicality level got to pick up. You know, a couple hard fouls. I ain't saying do anything crazy, but you got to junk it up. You got to junk it up.
Well, game three between the Bucks and the Pacers, it kicks off our playoff triple header on a Friday night, a rare triple header on a Friday night on ESPN and the app. That's followed by another series that's all knotted between the Clippers and the Mavs and capped off by the Timberwolves and the Suns. Countdown begins our coverage. That's at 5 o'clock Eastern. As the series shifts back to Indiana, Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton, who grew up in Oshkosh, which is about 90 miles from Milwaukee, was asked after Tuesday's game about playing in front of crowds and fans in Wisconsin. And he shook his head and he told reporters that his younger brother was called the N-word by a fan during game one. And the Bucks said in a statement that they were aware of the incident and the fan denied the accusation. Tyrese Halliburton said the events really didn't sit right with anybody in our family. Coming up on NBA Today, Luka Doncic was the complete package offensively, but is it going to last defensively? And we have absurd passes from the postseason.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
At the right wing, Luka cradles it in his left arm.
Doncic, five to shoot. Against Harden, Doncic lines it up. It goes! He is that guy!
You know, it was a big moment. I think it was a big three. I was just trying to get to my spot and then knock down the three.
Luka, let the crowd know!
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
I mean, it's safe to say, right, that Luka was pretty fired up last night here in L.A. So let's see how exactly we got to that moment. Roll the highlight, please, Director Kathy. Kawhi, after missing the first game of this series, back in action for the Clippers. Maybe that was all the motivation that they needed.
It actually didn't look bad.
Showing off on this first play.
That looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good to me. That's what we've grown accustomed to from Kawhi Leonard.
This looks better, though.
What? How does that? Have you ever had a pass like that?
No.
I throw them a lot. I'm dipping that a lot.
That's you got to hit that. Good job.
And then Luka going to beat the buzzer in the third here. He would get a tee as he continues to chat here. But Kyrie joked afterward, you know, this team never complains.
Imagine if they lost by one.
I know, right? And then in the fourth quarter, they just took over. The Mavs would go on a 14-0 run to really take control of this game.
Yeah, I mean, they were concerted. We felt like game one was a little bit of an aberration based off of not getting the supporting cast going, but they were committed to defense, but also Kyrie, that floater?
That's a degree of difficulty. That's an outrageous shot.
Most skilled player to ever play the game.
Oh, almost PG.
You gotta be quicker than that.
This was the backbreaker right
there. Magic.
All eyes.
Attracts so much attention and then is able to dish it out and hit the big three there.
Second best player from Würzburg, Germany.
You can always count on Zach for a little bit of trivia. Luka elevates over James Harden. What?
And that was good defense.
Gets it
small.
To go.
Luka
was playing well defensively. Here he is after the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's playoffs. It's different. They're trying to double with me, you know, and I said no double. I take pride, you know, in my defense too. They're always going to say that, you know, the haters. But it's fine, man. I'm out here enjoying playing basketball. That's fun, man. That's what I do. That's what I want to do my whole life. So I just enjoy doing that.
We're not going to be haters here on NBA Today, Luka. You played the best all-around defense of your career in Game 2. It really was his defensive effort. He held the Clippers to 2 of 17 shooting in this game, and there's been something. This really isn't something we've seen from Luka in the past. Janae, how the heck is he getting it done?
Okay, y'all, there's a quote. If you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. Now, Luka might be speaking to some of those haters who come for his defense, but last night, all signs pointed to him buying in on defense when it mattered most. Now, Luka Doncic, let's see this breakdown. Luka Doncic guarded 9 players in this game. He played 46 minutes, and let's show you a couple of those outcomes. Guarded James Harden. James Harden, I think it was 1 for 5 on Luka. Different guys. Now, this time, it's Paul George. 0 points on Luka Doncic. He's 6'8". Luka's committed. He was committed to not only scoring, but also contesting. And last but not least, we're talking about the big three in the land. You got to put Kawhi in the mix. He finally comes back. Everyone's like, okay, that means the Clippers can change the tune of this. Instead, again, 9 guys he guarded. I think he held them, like Malika said, to just 2 field goals. Watch this. I mean, this is a signature passion shot that gets most guys in the NBA. Instead, Luka seals, it seems like he knows that scouting report and is committed to the contest without fouling. But you guys know what I like to do also. Let me talk nerdy to you. Luka contested on 11 shots in game 2 against the Clippers, and they missed. Clearly, here's the big zero, all of them. We know Luka can get 70 in a game, but if he can lock in defensively like this, he can truly lead the Mavs to new heights.
I mean, Luka, he really spoiled Kawhi Leonard's return after missing the last 9 games. It's no secret, right, that when he's in the lineup, he's one of the best players in the world. But Luka said, hey, you know what? I can go toe-to-toe with you as well. But especially when you look at the postseason, we've seen Kawhi have massive individual playoff performances and a huge impact since he left the Spurs. But his first game back, it showed maybe a little bit, a couple signs of rust, even though we saw some great moments in the highlight as well. His numbers in game 2, they're below his standards that he set really in 2019 when he also won his second finals MVP. So, Zach, what version of Kawhi did the Clippers need to beat this version of Luka and the Mavs?
I think they need a pretty damn good one. I'm not sure they need the superhero one that they got a couple of years ago when they really needed like 40 burgers from him to beat this team. But they need a really good one. And look, the whole model of the Clippers versus the Mavericks is this. Clippers, we have 3 stars, you have 2, and we have 3 perimeter stars. And the way the lineups work, that means one of your guys, Kyrie and Luka, is going to have to guard one of our guys. And we think that's an advantage. We can tire you out. We can hunt you down. And last night it was often Kyrie guarding Harden, and he did really well too. So they're going to need their stars to really all show up and punish the Mavs stars to the degree that they can. But this thing is a chess match. I mean, this is a fun, yep, all-out series.
They need the Spurs Kawhi Leonard. You remember the Spurs Kawhi Leonard?
I did. I voted for MVP.
Okay. You remember when he won that finals MVP? Who was it against? It was against LeBron James. And what was he known for against LeBron James? Putting the claps on him. They're going to need Kawhi Leonard to guard Luka Doncic. I don't know if he could do it for 48 minutes, but damn it, he's going to have to do it for at least 36 minutes. Because when you think about all the personnel, Paul George, He's a, you know, elite defender, but he's still too small for Luka. He's not strong enough. James Harden, you could cancel Christmas. Russell Westbrook, he's not smart enough to guard Luka. But when it comes down to Kawhi Leonard Jordan, when it comes down to what he's able to bring on the defensive side of things, they need the Spurs version in order for them to win this series, and that's on the defensive side.
It sounds to me like you're calling Kawhi out a little bit.
I am. I ain't sugarcoating. I'm saying he need to step up on the defense and embrace the challenge.
But here's the thing. Even if they put him on Luka, and they did for part, especially in the second half last night, one screen and it's a different guy, right? Are you saying, like, you got to fight over those screens, stay in front of them? It's got to just be you?
Let me say this. The Kawhi Leonard that I went against when I was with Oklahoma City and we had the battle in the Western Conference Finals, he didn't get screened.
My understanding, though, is that Kawhi's not the only guy that you're calling out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I got a big list.
Oh, it sounds like it's time to go to the big board. We have big perks.
Come on, family.
Big list of players who need to step up in the playoffs. And from my understanding, just because you've won, that don't mean you're safe from this list. Perk, take it away.
Okay.
That all again. This is big perks, big list, playoff players who need to step up. Again, this is not Zach list. This is not Malika list. This is not Janae list. This is a non-Hall of Famer list, okay? And we're starting off from the jump. Bam! Put it up there. I'm starting off with the energy. And you know this hurt my heart, Sinead.
It does.
I'm going with my boy, Big Body Brunson. I get it. They're leading the series 2-0. But right now, he's shooting 29% from the field, and they're going on the road. Yes, the role players for the Knicks have been playing better at home. We get that. But the stars, the superstars, they have to elevate their game and lead their team to wins on the road. I need more from Big Body Brunson. Malika, come on. Give me some energy now.
Bam!
There you go. Brandon Ingram, B.I., no Zion. You're going against a tough Oklahoma City Thunder team. Brother, they need you. You're shooting 29% from the field.
He's in the torture chamber.
On his ass,
hey,
like back
torture.
So here's the thing, B.I. We need you to get out in transition. We need you to play with more physicality. I need more of this. B.I. in the paint. Come on, Shanae. Give it to me at number three.
She's coming in with a walk.
Bam!
This man. Philly, y'all chose to keep him. Tobias, they kept you. They got trust in you. That's why they didn't trade you at the trade deadline. Where are you? Tyrese Maxey, he's doing his thing. Joel Embiid is balling on one leg. Can you rise to the occasion? By the way, you're the second highest paid player on the Philadelphia 76ers. They need something from you, my brother. In order for them to compete against the Knicks, they need you to come along with it. Zach, come on.
Let's go, Zach.
All right. Let's go.
Bam! There we go. Don't hurt your back now. Deep hook. First team all light skin. Brother.
Yo.
Anthony Edwards is coming at you right now.
I'm done with you.
What you gonna do? You gonna stand on business? You gonna pout? Or you gonna have your mentor, Kobe Bryant mentality, and go at him? Look. The series is not over in a lot of people's eyes. Kevin Durant needs you right now. You're going to have to match his intensity. This is mano a mano when it comes down to Anthony Edwards and Devin Booker. Bam!
You.
Put it up there. I'm not even waiting. KD,
whew.
My good brother, is looking dangerous in those waters. Ever since you left Steph Curry, you haven't done a damn thing. And here we are. You got Bradley Beal. You got Devin Booker, and Anthony Edwards is showing up and showing out on you. They are disrespecting you. They're putting Rudy Gobert and they're putting Karl Anthony Towns on you. You should average 50. If Devin Booker and Bradley Beal don't want to play, damn it, you play. Go to the Kevin Durant and be the Kevin Durant that we know. That point forward that's capable of dominating the game, that's capable of walking out of there with triple doubles, that's also capable of walking out of there with 4 or 5 blocks because you are 7 foot. Again, this is nobody else's list.
Yeah, that's your list.
This is the non-Hall of Famer Big Perk list. Carry on.
I notice as I'm looking at this list.
Yeah, it look accurate. That's what you notice.
Did you notice any omissions from this list? Any team that's in an 0-2 hole that doesn't have any players that are represented on this list?
There's a lot of teams in 0-2 holes. I just think it's a bad sign when you're number one and number two on the
list.
Yeah,
that's what I noticed.
Lakers?
Team.
Are you saying Lakers?
I am saying the Lakers because Denver handed the Lakers a crushing game two loss. Does anyone here believe that they can save this series? Or is Perk getting out the brooms? Here from LeBron James, new sound, that's next.
It depends on the size of the broom.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
The day I put on this beautiful suit that said, I'm in business.
Like the one you're wearing?
Yes.
Then what happened?
They say I looked like Gru.
Why does that bother you?
It doesn't.
Then why bring it up?
Because they won't leave me alone.
They?
Guys, I'm not your boss.
Illumination's Despicable Me 4.
Sixers on an 18-6 run. Do the Knicks have an answer now? They've not scored in 2.5.
Brunson, left side, front rim, gets the roll.
Maxey hits the deck. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! A flurry at the end of game two for the Knicks, and they win it.
This is unreal. You talk about a team that refuses to quit.
Man, Monica McNutt
was
all of us in that moment. But then the much anticipated 2-minute report came out on the 76ers and Knicks, and it showed that there were a pair of fouls against Tyrese Maxey that were missed, and Nick Nurse, he did try to call that timeout. It should have been awarded in that frenzy, and both Nurse and Maxey, they spoke, they had the reaction to this today at Shoot Around.
You guys get any feedback from the NBA about
the officiating? Clock hit midnight after that game, and I moved on. I always give it till midnight, and then we move on. Get ready for the next one.
But I think what it did for us is gave us reassurance. You know what I mean? Like, we got to use that and put it to fuel to the fire. I mean, it is what it is. We down 2-0. And like I said yesterday, if we dwell on it, we're going to be down 0-3.
Well, it should also be assuring that Tyrese Maxey was just named the league's most improved player. So congratulations to Tyrese Maxey. But just because Nick Nurse has taken the high road, just because he said the clock strikes midnight and moves on, doesn't mean we can't stay petty so we don't got to get petty. Zach, what did you make of the last 2-minute report?
I mean, that's what I mean. What am I supposed to make of it?
One more time, what was that?
Like, yeah, you screwed up. May have swung the whole series. They're up by two still when that series of events happens. It happens. And over time, it all evens out for all these teams. We could go back in the game and find calls that went the Knicks' way that were bad calls. But it just stinks. It stinks for the Sixers. It stinks for the series. But look, Tyrese is right. Nick Nurse is right. They're down 2-0. They're going home. They haven't lost a home game yet. If Joel Embiid can summon the kind of game he's been summoning on one leg, like Perk said, if Tyrese Maxey can continue to be a superstar, can anyone else help them? Because if so, they can fight their way back in this series and they can go, it's us against the world now.
2-minute report, injury report, I don't give a damn. You know why? Because we always want to come down to singling out the last possession. Oh, this is the reason that we lost the game. How about going through the first, second, and third quarter and saying, hey, we know that they're the best offensive rebounding team in the league. How many times we didn't box out? Matter of fact, you didn't box out when Dante got the three because it was off of offensive rebound.
And you better box out Hartenstein because he's coming.
My point exactly. So my thing is go control what you can control. You know what you can control is that Jalen Brunson was struggling. They're superstar. They're 1A as far as the New York Knicks. You were up at one point by, 10 to 12 points, double figures. How about continue to smash the gas?
Right.
How about continue to build so that you don't have to leave the game in the official hand?
Well, Shanae, the Sixers are not the only team that has an uphill battle that are in an 0-2 hole right now. Remember, teams that are down 0-2, they only come back 8% of the time when facing that scenario in a seven-game series. The Lakers, they've done it twice, so they do have some hope, but it is a tough task to pull off. How do you think, what would the road be for them to do it?
Who researched their number? Was it Jason?
That was Jason.
Jason Joseph.
Great job, Jason.
Shout out to, we call him J-Jo. We love J-Jo over here.
The best.
God. Yes, we love our nerds. How do the Lakers get back into this series?
Yes, ma'am.
Out of all teams, I know, I'm sorry. Out of all teams, that loss almost felt like it rips your heart out.
Yeah.
Right? Because even though they did not play perfectly, and there are some glaring issues with Anthony Davis not getting the ball, only having one field goal in the fourth quarter, it's kind of understandable because LeBron James was on an epic run. Mm. And if he knocked down that shot, we might be talking about a whole different circumstance. Still, how do they get back? If they're going to try to do it, they have to stop the bleeding. One, I mentioned Anthony Davis. I'm not someone to throw any shade or anything, but like someone has to realize that it's going to take more than one star to win in this series. Jokic was able to create. Jamal Murray benefited from that. LeBron James, he did well. He had 12 assists in the first three quarters. He was in his bag, but there had to be more effort because only the Lakers had 8 points the rest of that fourth quarter. So I think it's Coach Darvin Ham having to assess those things in real time. But also, more importantly, they just got to be able to stop the Denver Nuggets run as well.
Well, all of us, we couldn't help but maybe chuckle a little bit when thinking about trying to get back in the series. So maybe LeBron James, who spoke moments ago, has a little bit of a better idea.
Well, I mean, once we got back on the court today, I mean, obviously it stung in the film session today, just rewatching it and some of the things we could have did better. But once we got back on the floor, you got to focus on game three, which is the most important now.
They held serve on their home floor. We got to try to do the same. And the film session was very revealing of which side of the ball, you know, that we struggled at. We were great defensively. Offensively, there's a lot of shots we wish we could have back. We missed a lot of point-blank layups. But the way we defended, we really defended them at a high level. We just got to continue that.
So remember, this is the first time we've heard LeBron James speak about that game two loss at all, really, because he just focused on the officiating after game two. This is the first time he's answered those other questions, Perk.
Adjustments, okay? We talked, Wendy talked about this yesterday on the show when they put Aaron Gordon on Anthony Davis because AD was cooking Jokic. I hope you watch that film. Feed AD. He was phenomenal game one. He was on the verge of having one of his legendary moments in game two. And Jokic and the Denver Nuggets didn't take the keys away from him. His own coach and his guy, LeBron James, did. Run the offense through Anthony Davis. When you see a guy that is zoned out the way that he is right now, in my eyes, arguably the most skilled power forward to ever play the game. I didn't say greatest. I said the most skilled because of the package that he has. Find ways to utilize and get AD going the way that you have and continue to ride that horse or that car until the wheels fall off.
Darvin Ham said the Nuggets held serve at home. They felt serve at home. They felt serve in L.A. They could hold serve on the moon. They could play this game on top of the Rocky Mountain. They could play it at the Hollywood sign. They haven't beaten this team since 2022. We can sit here and talk about adjustments all you want. Maybe the only adjustment is don't get up by 10. Don't let them just – because psychologically now, every time they get up by 10, they lose. I don't know what they're supposed to do. You know what they should do?
They should
win more regular season games so you don't have to play the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs.
So you're already maybe
grumpy
maybe
grumpy.
No, I don't have any brooms. I think the Lakers will get one.
But it has to be this one.
But the broom.
It's got to be this one.
But I checked my closet just to make sure I still knew where the broom was. Yeah.
It's not hanging up no more. It's actually.
You know, it's in the back, but it's not coming out today. But you'll share your broom, right? That the
Tape me sweeping my back deck.
We're in a sharing mood, right? Our outfits, we're sharing our outfit memos. So maybe we'll dust off some top dimes. Perk, you got a couple former teammates on this list?
Of course.
Well, someone had to pass the Perk.
Huh?
Someone had to pass
Everyone
you.
Had
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
Kyrie Irving, I mean, he may have had the highlight of the night last night. The behind the back over to PJ Washington to hit the three. Woo! Zach, I know you're doing this in 24-hour fitness.
That's accurate, too, right in the shooting pocket almost. That's not easy.
You got to hit that
Is
shot.
Is that your gym of choice, 24-hour fitness, Equinox?
No comment. Lifetime? I'm not commenting about my private habits.
Well, it did get us thinking, not Zach's private habits, but that pass. It got us thinking about one of the top dimes of all time from the postseason. So we're going to check it out. Little top of the top brought to you by PetSmart.
Can I get
and
some free dogs for my puppy?
You requested it.
Zach. I asked for it. I got whoo! Shout out. Early 2000s.
Shout out PetSmart.
Well, that too. Ooh, my goodness. And then, of course, you have a little LeBron to Dwayne Wade.
Clean.
I like the bag.
And the little
shuffle pass more, you know what I'm saying? Bag to get to the ball.
Well, we need to show Suns fans something good here. So let's do a little Steve Nash, right, to Amari Stoudemire.
But that's, it's the finish, too, though.
Yeah, it is. Noises. It is.
We've reached that stage of the show.
We are in that stage of the show. Kobe,
love that one. In stride.
And this was in the 2009 finals as well. All right. And then going ahead here, this is rookie Magic Johnson.
Oh, snap.
What?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Flips
Look at that
over
old school. Long two. Long
and
two,
long
baby.
Socks.
I wonder if y'all imagine me when I had the weather.
Oh, look at that guy.
We don't know. LeBron whips.
Oh, that one's hard because it's like off the shoulder.
Got to turn around, see the ball in, man. That like Brandon Haywood.
Yeah, a little one of these.
Yeah, shovel pass.
And then, just for you, Perk.
Larry Legend.
Oh,
I love that because he walked him down.
I thought we were going to see
and
a
I'm like
Perk.
This,
a Perk.
I got it. And
Zach,
boom.
Is that considered big to big passing? Oh, here go one.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Oh, clean.
T.A.
Rajon Rondo.
Yes, sir.
New Bron. So Bron had
big
blocks.
Baby?
Bron had like 5 chase down blocks on Rondo. That's why he knew to do that.
Well, maybe we're going to get to see a couple more excellent passes in tonight's slate. We have the Celtics and the Heat. We have OKC and the Pelicans. You think any of these teams got get back in them tonight, Zach?
No.
No?
I think the Pelicans got action. I don't know about the Miami Heat. I was looking on social. Them boys was out in the spot, you know, partying down in the meantime.
There's no, I think it's yes or no. Is any of the underdogs winning tonight?
I just said yes, the Pelicans.
All right,
yes,
the Pelicans. What about you?
I'm just happy that we had our teams designated today.
Avoidance. Avoiding the pick.
We're going to have to send out the outfit memo for tomorrow. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your afternoon with us. Enjoy the games tonight.